This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There will be those who will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment, and their state will indicate towards their crimes. Amongst them will be a person who is deceptive. And the Prophet said, لِكُلِّ غَادِرٌ لِوَاءٌ. Every deceptive individual will have a flag. That flag will indicate towards the fact that this person lived a life of deception. He was a deceptive person in the dunya. The bigger the deception, the bigger the flag. Those who will have the largest flags, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are those who are the leaders of the Muslims. Why? Because their responsibility was greater and they deceive their people. Because their actions are not limited just to themselves. Their actions are limited to all the subjects. And therefore, every zalim leader, every oppressive leader in this dunya who gets away with it, a day will come that person will have a large flag, and every believer will see that this person was a leader and today he's being exposed. Amongst those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to, will not look at on the Day of Judgment, and the Messenger of Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even purify them, is a person whose cloak dangled beneath his ankle. Also a person who sold his armor, but lied when he sold his armor. He lied about the quality. He lied about how it was made. So he deceived that person. Also that person who Allah will not speak to, not look at, not purify on the Day of Judgment, will be that person who is a mannan. A mannan is a person who does others favors, but then he reminds them. Every time he does a person a favor, he reminds them. Another person that will come on the Day of Judgment will be that person who took from the war booty and he deceived the believers. That person will come on the Day of Judgment, subhanAllah, and he will have that thing which he stole around his neck. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave many examples. He said a man will come and that he will have a horse tied around his neck, dragging him. And the man will see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will say, oh Messenger of Allah, help me. The Messenger of Allah will say, I cannot help you. I warned you in the dunya. Today I cannot help you. The warning was given to you. And this is why we need to understand that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us for many, many things in this dunya. And if we do not take heed, then we will face them on the Day of Judgment. Another person on the Day of Judgment whose sin will be exposed in the most vile manner is a person who is two-faced. He will physically come on the Day of Judgment and that person will have two faces. Everybody will look at this person and know that this person was two-faced. Meaning that he would, when he would speak to one group of people, he would behave with them in a certain way. When he would speak to another group of people, if they spoke ill about the first, he would agree with them. These are generally people who are very insecure in nature. And this is why they have to agree with every single individual. This is also a light form of hypocrisy. And this is why on the Day of Judgment, a person who is not strong enough, but when he's with one group of people, he agrees with them. And then when he's with the second group of people, he agrees with them and he exposes different faces to different individuals. That person will physically have two faces on the Day of Judgment. Another person who people will see his crime on the Day of Judgment will be a person who begged when he didn't need to beg. He had enough to suffice, but he begged. It became habitual to this person. So on the Day of Judgment, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this person will have pieces of meat missing from his face. He will have deep scratches in his face. People will know that this man begged, this man asked when he did not need to ask. And then there is the leader, that leader which did not care for his people. He was not worried about the concerns of his people. He didn't care about their poverty. He didn't care about their well-being. So he remained aloof from them on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain aloof and away from this individual. Allah will not fulfill any of his needs, like this person did not fulfill any of the needs of his subjects. We have Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, the most powerful man on the face of this earth, would go out every single night around Medina to see if there was any person who needed anything. And Umar radiallahu anhu would fulfill the need of that individual.